proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. Today we have a somber subject we'd like to talk about, and that being the Holocaust. It was well over 70 years ago now that the camps, concentration camps, death camps, and other places were liberated by the Allied armies in Europe. Of course, the aftermath of this event was 6 million Jewish people had died, as well as, of course, many others. Jewish people suffered greatly at the hands of the Nazis. There's a saying that says, while not all victims were Jews, all Jews were victims. They were definitely targeted by the Nazi regime. But in order to commemorate this event, I believe our responsibility today is to remember and to respond to the actions of the Holocaust and to say never again and say never forget. One way that IBJM has done that over the past several years is by hosting the Holocaust Education Day. The one that we have upcoming is on March 16th, Friday, March 16th, located here at our Garden House Training Center in Hickson, Tennessee, in the greater Chattanooga area. We would love for you to come, invite you to come and register. You can do that by calling us at 423-876-8150 or by going online to ibjm.org. Again, we'd love to have you come. There is a registration fee for that, but it is definitely very feasible to do that. I invite you to maybe to bring a church group with you as well. We've even had some homeschool groups that have come because of the subject content. This is probably appropriate for middle school age on up. So what will happen at these events? We start at 9 a.m. with the topic of Who is a Jew? A Biblical Perspective. We'll have a variety of speakers, by the way, myself as well as Mark Oshman, John Lawrence, and others that will be speaking during this time. We also look at the rationales for persecuting Jewish people and figure out the history of anti-Semitism and how it relates especially to the events of the Holocaust. We also talk about the events leading up to the Holocaust itself, especially in the 1930s, and those events that led directly into it and how Hitler's scheme was implemented. We also are going to take a look at collaboration and courage, European responses to the Nazi regime, and seeing different countries in their response to the atrocities that were going on. Also, we're going to show a video called Dear Kitty. This is the short life of Anne Frank. Anne Frank is, of course, a very well-known person affected by the Holocaust as well, her family, especially with her diary that was discovered after the war. And this is always a kind of an eye-opening visual presentation that we'll have there. Also, we are going to talk about the aftermath of the Holocaust. Brother Mark Oshman will be sharing these ideas. But we'll also do some practical things as well. We're going to be looking at From Lindbergh to Liberation, America's Role in the Holocaust, and see exactly where America was during this time. We'll also take a look at some other materials as well, such as The Last Passover in the Warsaw Ghetto. Talk about heroes of the Holocaust, those who risked their lives to save others, such as Corrie ten Boom, for example. And then we conclude the program with a Christian's response to the Holocaust. What is our response going to be? And again, I believe it's to remember and respond, and I believe the gospel is the answer to this. But one thing we always do, especially in the last few years we've been doing this, is having a Holocaust memorial ceremony, giving people, the attendees, a chance to remember and respond as well. And it's a very moving ceremony that we do in order to stand up for truth, in order to stand up for justice and innocent lives. And again, this is the Holocaust Education Day that we have here every year at IBJM. This year will be held on March 16th, Friday, March 16th, 2018, here at the Garden House Training Center. And we invite you to come and be a part of that. And again, call us at 423-876-8150 to find out more information about it. One thing we're also going to do is we're going to highlight some new things going on with our Everlasting Nation Museum, including the expansion of our Holocaust Memorial there. We're sharing some exciting news about that. And so we invite you to come. And again, invite a friend. Tell them about this as well. Again, you need to register for this. In order to come, there will be a meal provided. We will try to finish up around 3 o'clock, so from 9 to 3 is our target time for that. And again, we'd love to have you come for our Holocaust Education Day here at IBJM. We hope that this will be a blessed time for you as we together, as believers in Jesus, remember the Jewish people and also remember to pray for them, to remember and respond to the Holocaust. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.